there is none like him. Let's worship the majesty. Let's worship his majesty. Let's worship alone who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Jesus, we glorify your name. Jesus, we magnify your name. Jesus, we appreciate you. Jesus, we thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have worshipped.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mark chapter 9 verse 23 says very clearly, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. I don't know what it is that you are standing for today. What is it you are trusting God for today? Jesus is saying, if you can only believe, all things. How many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
All things are possible to him that believes. Not some things, but the Bible says all things are possible. But you have to believe. Believe is a spiritual thing. It's not a head thing. It's not a mind thing. It comes from the heart. And once you believe, the Bible says, all things are possible. Therefore, lift up your hands and your heart today as you speak to the Father and say, dear God, I receive grace to believe for all things today. I receive grace. Somebody lift up your voice and talk to the Father. Lift up your voice and talk to him. That you receive grace to believe. Grace to believe. Aneguate sharabata glete radosos yamanante. Oh, my Father, grace, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Father, we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask that your word comes forth with light.
Yes, Lord.
Let your word come forth with grace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for we are able to do the impossible.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Once again, I welcome you to your year for awesome deeds.
Amen.
Can somebody say with me, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Say it with confidence like you know what you are talking about.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to use this opportunity of Mother's Day to celebrate all our moms, all the grandma out there, all the aunts, all the sisters. We want to say we love you and we thank you for all that you are doing. Just to let you know that God made you special.
Amen.
If you are a mom, you are a grandma, you are an aunt, you are a sister, I want to let you know that God made you special.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? You see that description God gave to this precious woman. She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. That's why I say to you that you are special. I say to you that you are special.
Amen.
The Lord God bless you and increase you.
Amen.
The Lord God strengthen you and bless you tremendously.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's get into our series for today. Now, before we get into our series, well, let me let you know this. Every word contained in this book called the Bible has inbuilt capacity to bring the word to pass. The word has capacity to bring the word to pass. Inbuilt capacity. Just like every corn, When you plant every corn, inside that corn, it has the DNA to produce other corn. In the same way, the Word of God has within itself the ability to produce the promise that God said. Whatever God says, God is up to the task. If God says you are going to be the head and not the tail, God has the ability, He is up to the task to make sure you are there. If only you will take your proper place. If only you will take your proper place, you will do what is required of you. God is up to the task. The part of God is never doubted. We don't doubt the part of God. God's word is sure to all generations. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 46. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" If you do your part, God is up to the task. Can I hear somebody say, if I do my part, God is up to the task?
If I do my part, God is up to the task.
That's why James encouraged us that, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Because hearers are deceivers of themselves. You just hear the word every Sunday, you just hear the word every Wednesday, or you just hear the word and decide not to do what the word of God says. The Bible says you are fooling yourself, according to the New Living Translation. He said, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what He says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. Look at somebody and say, I'm not a fool.
I'm not a fool.
I refuse to fool myself. So please, as we go into this, our series once again, make up your mind that you are not going to fool yourself. Make up your mind that you are not going to fool yourself. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for His goodness. Doing the impossible, part two. Hallelujah. Doing the impossible, part two. One of the things that will cause you to do the impossible is believe, like we read. He said, all things are possible to him that believe. Now, talking of the children of Israel, the Bible has this to say while they were in the wilderness, just about to enter into the promised land. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Because of unbelief, the children of Israel could not enter in. They could not possess the land. And quite a number of them died, not able to possess the land. Were they children of God? Yes, they were still children of God. But the Bible says they could not enter in because of unbelief. What is your state of spirit this morning? What do you believe this morning? Are you just going to live life just the way life comes to you? You know, they say, there's a statement that people usually say, it is fate. You cannot change fate. When I mean fate, I'm talking of F-A-T-E. That you cannot change. This is what life has for you and you must take it. That's not true. That's not the word of God. The Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible. Can I hear somebody say, all things are possible?
All things are possible.
They say, sere, sere. How did they say it now, my dear wife? Sere.
Sera.
What will happen, will happen. Well, what will be, will be. That is a lie from the devil. Hear me? By the Spirit of God, I say to you, that is a lie from the devil. That's not God's word. It doesn't matter what people say. What God's word says is what matters. So let me say it again. Unbelief will destroy your life. You must fight unbelief in your heart like you fight a poisonous snake that is about to strike you. You fight the snake and deal with it and kill that snake. Get it off your territory. Because if you allow unbelief, it will cause you to be fearful. Unbelief will bring doubts into your heart. Let me say this very clearly as we continue, that unbelief is an enemy of your faith. Unbelief is an enemy of your faith. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't please God. It takes faith for you to please God. And unbelief is an enemy of faith. Unbelief is an enemy of faith. The Spirit of God comes to you and whisper to you, you know, I can give you that property. You say, in this land, in Canada, oh, that is unbelief speaking. And that's what happened to the 10 spies. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Please, I want you to know that unbelief can destroy your faith. It will destroy your faith like it destroyed the faith of those 10 spies and all the people that believed the 10 spies. That's why the Bible says, my people, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of faith. I want you to understand, the Bible didn't say they didn't have faith. It said, but for lack of faith. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. God's people are destroyed for lack of faith, which comes as a result of lack of knowledge. When you lack knowledge, it didn't say you don't have knowledge. It said, but for lack of it. That means what you have is not enough. If you have. Because like we saw last week, there's a level of no faith. There's a level of little faith. People of God, it is time for you to know God. And that's how faith comes. Daniel chapter 11. Verse 32, the Bible says, those who do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupted with flattery, but the people who know their God, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That's what I call doing the impossible. The people who know their God, they know their God, they shall become strong. And they will carry out great exploits. What people say, it is impossible. Listen to me. There are many inventions that is yet to come forth. Many. Many inventions. And who said to you that you cannot be one of the inventors? Because the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor enter into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them. God has prepared it for them that love him. And you love God. I know you love God. If you don't love God, you won't be hearing me right now. It's your love for God that's making you to sit to listen to what God is saying to you this moment. Come on, somebody. Let's get to know God. Let's get to know God. That's the way to deal with unbelief. When you know your God, unbelief will naturally fizzle out from your life. It is the knowledge of God that you have that drives out unbelief from your life. You just drink in the knowledge of God. You just begin to drink in the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of the Father. As you begin to take in the knowledge of God, unbelief naturally goes away. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So I ask you, what are you believing for from God? What are you believing for from God? In this period that we are dealing on this case, doing the impossible, what are you believing for? What is it you are believing for? Before I continue, let me say we live in a kingdom that is governed by rules. We live in a kingdom that is governed by rules. If you don't follow the rules, you will suffer. We live in a kingdom. It doesn't matter how long you pray. It doesn't matter how long you fast. If you don't follow the rules in this kingdom, you become a victim. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. It is one of the rules in this kingdom. Seed time and harvest, cold and winter. What you sow is what you will reap in this kingdom. Seed time shall not cease. Seed time shall not cease. What is the confidence of a farmer? What gives the confidence? What makes this farmer confident that this harvest coming will be a huge harvest? Easy. He has put seed in the ground. He has put seed. If it is corn farmer, he has put seeds of corn in the ground. If it is apple, he has put those things in the ground. First and foremost, why? Because it is the rule of farming. It is the rule. Now look at it. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. The Bible says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. I repeat it again. The seed is the word of God. Please, can you say with all confidence, the seed is the word of God.
The seed is the word of God.
So I ask you again, what are you believing for from God? Get the seed. Get the seed. Get the seed. The seed is so important. Because like the farmer, you cannot expect an harvest when you have not planted. In the same way, in this kingdom, governed by rules, one of the rules is that if you are expecting anything from God, you have to plant the seed. And the Bible says here, the seed is the word of God. Get the seed. Get the seed. You can destroy that sickness forever. Get the seed. Poverty can be destroyed. Get the seed. Just like we are dealing with poverty in this place. Dealing with sickness in this place. Take the seed. Take hold of the seed and celebrate the seed. Plant the seed. Rejoice in the seed. And of course, after you do that, then stop looking at the obstacles. Stop looking at the obstacles. Or what seems impossible in the natural. It may look impossible in the natural. It doesn't matter. Take your eyes off it. Don't focus on the impossible. Don't focus on the obstacles. Put your mind on the harvest. The farmer looks forward to the time of harvest. Having planted the seed, watered the ground, make sure that he weeds the place, he looks forward to the harvest. He's not looking at the obstacle. No, he's not. So I say to you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stop looking at the obstacles and face the seed that you are expecting, the harvest that you are expecting from the seed. Begin to see it. He said, Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. That is, start from where you are. You don't need to start. Just start from where you are. Where you are is convenient enough for you to believe God for something. He said, look to the east, to the west, to the north. For all the land that you see, I will give to you. So focus on your harvest. When you see the harvest, it has to come to you because you have seen it. He said to Jeremiah, look. And Jeremiah looked. He said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree. He said, you have well seen. I will hasten my word to bring it to pass. Because he saw it. May you see your harvest today.
Amen.
May you see your harvest today.
Amen.
May you see yourself doing the impossible for God.
Amen.
See yourself doing the impossible for your family.
Amen.
See yourself doing the impossible for this community.
Amen.
See yourself doing the impossible for this province.
Amen.
See yourself doing the impossible for the nation.
Amen.
Listen to me, people of God. We live in a kingdom that is governed by rules. It's not just enough to say I'm a Christian. No, it's not enough. You must know these rules and apply yourself to them. And one of the rules that God is talking about, you need to have the seed. Put that seed in the ground. And the seed is the word of God. It is not money. No. It is not money. It is the word of God. Don't let anybody say, oh, without money, you cannot carry out that project. That's not what God said. What God said is the seed. Get the seed and the money will come. Get the seed and the people will come. Get the seed and the contacts will come. Get the seed. Everything that God will move heaven and earth to fulfill his word. God will move heaven and earth to make sure his word come to pass in a believer's life. The one that believes his word. Glory to God. Now look at these folks here in the wilderness. These guys, they only focused on the obstacles and the lost. They focused on the obstacles and they missed their destiny. They focused on the impossible and they missed their time. Numbers chapter 13, verse 27 to 28 and verse 31 to 33. The Bible says, then they came to Moses and said, can you imagine that? Now, Moses has sent them to go and spy the promised land. Moses said, go check the land. See what is the land. Check the number of people. Tell us, just give us information. Then they came, verse 27, Numbers chapter 13. We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. They even acknowledge that the land is so fruitful. The land is so good, flowing with milk and honey. Listen to me, people of God. God has brought you to your land of milk and honey.
Amen.
A land of milk and honey is not a particular place. It is a place in the spirit of God that God has brought you in. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that. It is a place where you have sown your seed. You believe the word of God. But look at what these guys, they said. They said, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. That's not what God asked. That's not what God was expecting. God knew the end from the beginning. God knew there were great men there. God knew there were giants there. But God said, I have given the land to you. I want you to understand, God is still saying the same thing to you today. God has not changed, just like he said in the book of Matthew. What I say to one, I say to all. In the book of Mark, he said that. What I say to one, I say to all. Listen to me. God is saying to you today that he has given you the land. With all the giants in the land, with all the difficulty in the land, God has given all to you. That should be your mindset. He's not talking of the folk, he's not talking of the obstacle. The obstacles are little potato. You will smash them.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8, the people started focusing on the obstacles. Nevertheless, the people that dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the sons of Anak there looking. Can you imagine that? They were looking at the now, let me say this. Looking at the obstacle will drain your faith. The little faith you have. Remember, we said that every person has a measure of faith. Every person has a measure of faith. That measure of faith you have, the little, if you focus on the obstacle, that faith will be drained away. It will drain your spiritual energy. It will drain your spiritual perception. It will drain your faith when you focus on the obstacle. So look at verse 31. This is after Caleb challenged the people. Caleb challenged them that, what are you talking about? Let's go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. The people still, they responded. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against those people, for they are stronger than we. They are stronger than we. God has given several promises that is going to bless you in the land where he has brought you. He will give you houses.
Amen.
He will give you businesses.
Amen.
That's what God said. God said you will be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Amen.
God said your heavens over your business will be open continually. God said you will be fruitful in the fruits of your body. You'll be fruitful. That's what God said.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm talking about? But these people here, they said the people are stronger than we. Verse 32. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. May bad report not come out of your mouth.
Amen.
May bad report not come out of your mouth.
Amen.
I'm talking of doing the impossible. Do you want to do the impossible? Focus on your harvest, not the obstacles. They went on to say, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. Now, if it devours the inhabitants, how come they met people there? How come they saw people there? He says, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Verse 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. Did you see what faithlessness can do and unbelief can do? He said, in our own sight, we were like grasshoppers. And what do you do to grasshoppers? You crush them. So these people were crushed, but not Caleb and Joshua. Not Caleb and Joshua. They chose to walk in faith. They walked in faith by the power of God, by the glory of God. So the next thing I'm saying to you, walk in faith. I've said to you, number one, get the seed, which is the word of God. It's not money. It's not money. No. It's not money. It's the word of God. Get the seed. It is the word of God. Number two, take your eyes off the obstacles. Take your eyes off that which will drain your faith. Number three, walk in faith. Walk in faith and not by sight. It is the believer's way of life. It is one of the rules that govern the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It is one of the rules. We walk by faith and not by sight. It is one of the rules. Do you want to do the impossible? Take your eyes off the physical and put your eyes on the realm of the spirit, because the spirit controls the physical. The spirit always controls the physical. It's something you must understand. The spirit always controls the physical. And when we walk by faith, we are walking in the spirit. When you walk by what you see, you are walking in the flesh. And the Bible says the flesh brings destruction. The flesh is an enmity with God. It's an enemy of God. They don't go together. Caleb and Joshua walked by faith and possessed the blessings. They walked by faith and they possessed the blessings. Listen to me, people of God. Your time has come for you to begin to walk by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Walk by faith. Remember what we said last week? Defining faith. One of the definitions is that faith is simply taking God at his word. Simply taking God at his word. And that's exactly what Caleb and Joshua did. They were not concerned about the obstacles, the giants, the Anaks. When God has spoken, what are the giants in the land? Take your eyes off the giant. Put your eyes on the promise. Put your eyes on the seed. Keep the seed in the ground. Water the seed and be excited that you look forward with expectancy towards the harvest. Your faith, listen to me, people of God, your faith breeds confidence. Faith in God, faith in the Word of God breeds confidence naturally. You come to a place where you are not fearful of the future. You come to a place where you are calm. That's faith in action. That's one of the ways you know you are walking in faith. Where you are not agitated, you are not jittery, you are not anxious, you are not perplexed. You are calm, you are relaxed. That is faith in action, doing the impossible. But that doesn't mean your faith will not be tested. Your faith will be tested. But in the midst of the test, in the midst of the challenge, you can still be calm. Can you imagine when Abraham's faith was tested? And I tell you the truth, that's one of the most fearful commandments anybody will ever receive in life. I don't see any challenge facing you that is as tough as that one Abraham faced. After he has waited for 24 years to get his son Isaac, God came one day and God said to him, Abraham, bring me your son and sacrifice him unto me. That's a fearful commandment. Abraham was calm. Abraham was not disturbed. He took the son, took some of his servants, and they were going with joy. Nobody knew what was in Abraham's mind. Why? Faith was in his mind. He was so convinced that God has spoken, the seed has been planted. Remember, when God speaks, he's up to the task. God has spoken to Abraham, in this your seed shall all the earth, the families of the earth be blessed. And he knew God is not a liar. Look at your neighbor and say, my God is not a liar.
My God is not a liar.
Come on, say it with confidence like you know what you are talking about. Don't let those films you watch about Abraham struggling and say, oh God, it's a lie. Those things are lies. Look at what the Word of God says. At the end of the Bible says, Abraham concluded that even if he killed this boy, God will raise him back to the dead. Why? Because God has already spoken. God has already spoken. So in the face of that, he was calm. And to tell you that he was calm, when he saw the place afar off, he told his servants, because if he wanted to kill that boy, those servants would have contended with him. He said to his servant, wait here, the lad and I, we will go yonder and worship God and come back. He was so persuaded. That is faith. So calm, that is faith. In the midst of pressure, because listen to me, as I'm speaking right now, I want you to know that your faith will be challenged in this land. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? But if you will stay calm, resting your faith, resting your spirit in the promise of God's word, the seed, I tell you the truth, again and again, the victory will come to you.
Hallelujah.
Again and again, the victory will come to you.
Amen.
It is not time to draw back because of the challenges. Remember one of the scriptures we looked at in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38? What we looked at in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38? He says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It's not time for you to draw back. Are you understanding that? Don't draw back. The just shall live by faith. And I love the way Habakkuk puts it. Habakkuk says, the just shall live by his faith. Do you want to do the impossible? Get your faith alive. Dust your faith. Come on, people of God. Dust your faith and say, I am what God says I am. I'm not a loser. I'm not a failure. God has brought me into this land to take possession, to dominate the land. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at this three boys that were calm in the face of opposition. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We are told in the scripture that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up a giant structure made of gold and commanded everybody to bow down and worship him. That is a test of their faith. That's a challenge of their faith. Yours may not be. You see, when pressure comes on your faith, what do you do? What do you do at such a time? Because pressure will come. Unfortunately, a lot of people are bowing. That's when they just give up. But the Bible, you know, the Bible says, if you draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in you. You don't need to draw back. You need to stand your ground. Remember what I said in the beginning of this service? If you will do your part, God is up to the task. Remember, in this kingdom, there are rules. It's not just that you sit down and God will just bring anything to you. No, there is something you need to do by virtue of your faith. By virtue of your faith. Look at Daniel chapter 3 verse 15. We begin from there. Daniel chapter 3 verse 15. Very, very important. Now, if you are ready at any time, this is after they've told Daniel. I mean, after they've told the king that there are some three Hebrew boys that refuse to obey your commandments. And the king said, wow, bring them here. And they brought them and said, let me just be sure that you understand what I'm talking about. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. He said, now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Come on, look at faith speaking. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, every time I read this place, I just get excited. Now listen to this. They did not call him, O king. When it comes to your God, you can't be chickening out. When it comes to your relationship with God, it is time to be bold. It is time to be joyful. Usually, they will not address the king in that matter. They will not call the king, oh, they won't call him by name. They would have said, oh, king, live forever. But they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. As far as this matter is concerned, it is a closed deal. We are not going to worship. Now, look at that. This is faith speaking, and this is the beauty of faith. He says, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fury furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand. But listen to me, O king. But if not, if God chose not to, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. Verse 22, the Bible says, therefore, because the king's... let's just move into verse 22, because the king got angry and he said they should hit the furnace 7 more times, hotter. And verse 22, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire, can you imagine? Just the heat that was coming from the furnace killed these strong men that carried Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and tossed them into the fire. Those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they died. They were killed instantly. And verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. Men shall be astonished by you. Amen. Men shall be astonished because of you.
Amen.
And he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselor, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, verse 25. He answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of Man. Listen to me. This is Nebuchadnezzar speaking, but I tell you the truth. Jesus was not the fourth man. He was the first man. Because if he had got there a second earlier, a second late, those boys would have roasted. He was there before they were thrown into that fire. Why? They were calm. They were calm. They were confident of their God. People of God, God is not even calling you to die for him. He's calling you to live for him.
Yes.
Stand your faith. Stand your ground. There's something you have that others don't have. You have the backing of the Almighty God. Do you know what it means to carry God on the inside of you? Who told you are ordinary? Who told you are average? If only you know what you carry. If only you know who you are. That's why I'm here to say to you, you are going somewhere in this land.
Amen.
I say you are going to do the impossible in this land.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is the part that blessed me more in this story. Verse 27. And the satraps, administrator, governors, and the king's counselor gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. Can you imagine that? Not even lion, as powerful as lion is, when he see fire, he respects itself. When a lion see fire, he doesn't say, hey, I'm a lion, I'm going to the fire. No. A lion respects itself when he sees fire. But the Bible said the fire had no power over over these people's bodies. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And this is the part. And the smell of fire was not on them. Did you see that? The smell of fire. Just your hand. Take your hand, pass through fire, and smell your hand. You will see that the hair on your hand got. But the Bible says there was no smell of fire on them. That shall be your testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
You will come out of that challenge without the smell of fire.
Amen.
I remember one time, you know, while I was still in Nigeria, I called one of the associate pastors to pick me up at the airport. And he was at the airport to pick me up. He picked me up and we were going on the express, on the highway. And suddenly, I don't know what happened. The car just... He just lost control of the steering. The steering was turning, but could not control. And it was just rolling. It was just turning. It was just rolling that way. Is somebody understanding that?
Yes.
And he started swerving. He could not control the car. The car was just started swerving, and suddenly the car made a 360 now? That can't be 360 because we now faced where we were coming from. Where we were coming from.
180.
Good. We faced 180. We started going back to where we're coming. He tried to control the car. And the guy was shouting, Jesus, Jesus. I said, peace. God, look, it was so obvious God was with us in that place. And suddenly, the car hit a tree because it now veered out of the road. And the two of us came out. And I heard these words in my spirit. This is how it should be without a smell of smoke. Without a smell of smoke. I heard those words in my spirit. Without a smell of smoke. Is somebody with me?
Yes, sir.
Without a smell of smoke. Nothing happened to us. We came out unscratched. Every trial you pass through, you will come out of it without a scratch.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And you know, as a result of that, Nebuchadnezzar started preaching the gospel. He started preaching. Look, what will happen to you will bring men and women into the kingdom.
Amen.
It will bring men and women into the kingdom.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, verse 28, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servant, who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word." Listen to me. The words of your enemy against your life shall be frustrated.
Amen.
The words of your enemy shall be frustrated.
Amen.
That sickness shall be frustrated.
Amen.
That disease shall be frustrated.
Amen.
Unemployment shall be frustrated.
Amen.
Whatever it is that want to bring you down shall be frustrated.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So please, people of God, walk by faith and not by sight. And finally, be praiseful. Be praiseful. Do you want to do the impossible? Live in praise. To do the impossible, you have to be a man of gratitude. Always excited, always happy, always giving thanks to God. Making praise your lifestyle. Not only when you see things working, that's when you praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Begin to praise God even before you see the manifestation of the seeds growing. Even before you see the seeds coming up, start praising God. Start thanking your God. Start appreciating this God that you serve. We can see very clearly in the book of Romans chapter 20, talking about Father Abraham. The Bible says in verse 20, reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, he says, "No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question." You see, some people just question God unnecessarily, asking stupid questions. Please, don't ask. You see, unbelief, doubt will make you to question God. How can it be? Listen, God is not telling you to get yourself concerned about the how. Forget the how. The how is his department. Your department is to believe him. Your department is to believe him. And God's department is the how. The method belongs to God. Don't ask him how. Just take him by his word. Before you now begin to ask him a necessary question. Say, how will I get a house in this place? Do you know how much for a house? A house is $800,000. $1 million. And my income is less than $100,000 in a year. How can it happen? Without taking a mortgage, how can it happen? That's not your business. And that's where a lot of people have failed. That's an obstacle you are putting your eyes on. God didn't call you to put your eyes on the obstacle. Put your eyes on God. They looked unto him and their faces were lightened. So Abraham was rejoicing concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Did you see that? He was empowered. His faith grew strong. And he did that which was impossible. A 90-year-old woman. The Bible says he was dead physically in his body. In his reproductive system. He was completely gone. He and Abraham. But because they believed this God. Praise is such an important instrument that you cannot do without it. It is part of the rules that govern the kingdom. It is part of the rules that govern the kingdom. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. The Bible says, though the fig tree may not blossom, you are not seeing the things you expect. Don't let that depress you. Don't let that cause you to be so depressed that you some people even get depressed that they are thinking of suicide. For what? Slap that Satan out of your life and arise out of depression. I love what the Bible says In verse 18, he says, yet, in the midst of what is happening, yet I will rejoice. At least you have life. Thank God for the life you have. Even if not, that's not what you are expecting. Thank God for it. For thanking God for just that life, something else will be added. Something else will be added. You see, thanksgiving brings addition and multiplication. As you keep thanking God, you keep praising God, something is happening here, something is happening there. Little by little, you are getting stronger and stronger. Verse 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Did you see that? And then as a result of that, verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. The deer is gifted with such a feet that he climbs mountain with ease. That means that mountainous trouble that is in front of you, you will climb it, you will overcome it. I don't know who said this now, but somebody said that the most important thing is to get the mountain behind you. That's the most important thing. Whether you pass by the side or you climb over, the most important thing is to get the mountain behind you. And I say to you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will get that mountain behind you.
Amen.
You will get that mountain behind you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
He said, he makes my feet like the hind's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. He will make me walk on my high places. What is the high places? It is the heritage of Jacob. The heritage of Jacob, the blessings of Jacob. And of course, that's coming from the blessings of Abraham. It will cause you to experience the blessings of Abraham. And it is, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, that is a summary of the blessings of Abraham from verses 1 to 14. That's a summary of the blessings of Abraham, where God will set you above nations. Listen to me, people of God. God is bringing you to a blessings that is above nations.
Amen.
Some will hear me now and say, does he know what he's talking about? I'm not the one talking it. God is the one saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's God that said it. He said it in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. He said, I will lift you high above nations of the earth. And God said it, I believe it.
I believe it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please, praise is so important. Very, very important if you are going to do the impossible. And I will conclude with Psalm 67. Psalm 67. Turn your Bible to Psalm 67. Let's look at that wonderful description. Now remember, when you praise God, he comes to dwell in the midst of you. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 22 verse 3. He inhabits, just like the natural habitat. You understand that the natural habitat of fish is water. The natural habitat of God is praise. God cannot stay in. That's why you see those people that were complaining, those people that were looking at the obstacles in the in the wilderness, considering the promised land that God was taking them, they all perished. Why? God does not dwell in such places. But the two that were celebrating God, he said, these people are bread for us. Let's go up at once and take them. Those were the people that inherited the land. You will inherit your land.
Amen.
You will inherit your land.
Amen.
So if you look at Psalm 67, the Bible says here very clearly, oh, be merciful to us and bless us. And cause God be merciful to us and bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us. When the face of God shine upon you, you can imagine that. Why? Because you want his ways to be known on the earth. Your salvation among all nations. People will begin to... You see, when you pursue God, when you begin to do the... God will do some things in your life that will bring people... You will even preach to them. They will say, we know you before. What happened to you? How did you get transformed?
Hallelujah.
Then you will tell them, Jesus is the one that made it happen. Look at that. Verse 3. He said, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people... How many people? All. It's all. You have to be part of the praise. If you want to do the impossible, Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Selah. Verse 5 says, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. And what happened when the people begin to praise God? Verse 6 says, then the earth shall yield our increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Did you see that? God shall bless us. When it comes to praise, praise makes you exceptional. It makes you, it takes you out of the ordinary. It takes you away from fear. If you will just begin to praise this God and celebrate him. If you will begin to celebrate this Jehovah, this mighty God, you'll be amazed what God will do. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, it is time to do the impossible.
It is time to do the impossible.
Please say it with confidence. It's time to do the impossible.
It is time to do the impossible.
Will you rise up to your feet? Please rise up to your feet.
Hallelujah.
Rise up to your feet.
Hallelujah.
And lift up your hands unto the Lord and begin to bless the God of your salvation. Come on now, somebody. Lift up your hands and bless the God. If anything came to you today, bless the God of your salvation. Give him praise and give him thanks. Give him praise and give him thanks. Give him praise and give him thanks. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank him for the word. Thank him for the word. Thank him for the word.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Father, we bless you.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Maroshatela brekito vasaria mena dosidia menante glepe tuagata sitia bata. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, precious Father. Oh, I shall do the impossible. I shall do the impossible in this land. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up those two hands unto the Lord and receive the blessing of the Lord this morning. Go forth and begin to do the impossible.
Amen.
Go forth and scale new heights.
Amen.
May God's favor rest upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May new doors be opened unto you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the glory of God go before you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your faith be spoken of in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the manifestation of God upon your life, may multitudes come to salvation because of your faith.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Quickly, I would like to pray for you. If you're listening to this message and you've not given your life to Christ, what an opportunity to give your life to Christ. It will be such a blessing. God is waiting for you. God is longing to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to give you this kind of faith. He wants you to have this kind of faith where you speak to mountains and the mountains depart. It takes God, not you. It is God inside of us that is doing this thing. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord, I would gladly want to pray with you. Say these words with me. Dear God, I come before you just as I am. Forgive me my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I receive you into my life. I repent of my sins. Jesus, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now just lift up your right hand. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your salvation that you have bettered in the heart of these ones right now. Oh God of mercy, let it be a lasting salvation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And cause their faith to rise up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Please get in touch with us at info@theloveinfo@theloveinfopavilion and will be .org. info@theloveinfopavilion.org. And we'll be glad to be part of your journey. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Glory to God. Why not lift up those hands one more time and just bless the God of heaven and earth. Let's bless the God of heaven and earth once again. Father, we thank you for our women. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you for aunties. We bless your name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just give God praise and thank him as we acknowledge the presence of our precious sister that joined us today. Glory to God. We give God praise. He's a good God in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, Father, we thank you. For blessing us, Father, we thank you.
For blessing us, Father, we thank you.
Oh, Lord, we appreciate you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Glory to God. Next week is our anointing service. It's going to be wonderful. Prepare yourself. It's an encounter with destiny. Prepare yourself. Nothing happens by chance in the kingdom of God. In this kingdom that we are in, nothing happened by chance. Nothing happened by chance. You don't grow by chance. You grow by commitment, dedication to the word of God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'll see you next Sunday. But remember, Wednesday, we shall be dealing on how to build this faith. It's a process, how to build it. We started last Wednesday, and we're going to continue this Wednesday. Glory to God. God bless you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Shall we?
Amen.
Let's share the goodness in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.